I have a question, a clarifying question on the voting procedure, please.
Yes.
I started to type in the chat. I said Marilyn Langlois votes, but when I hit return to go to the next line to put my first choice, it just sends off the message. So there's no formatting possibility under the chat. How do you want us to deal with that?
Just
and
online.
Why do we need to put our name in it? Our name is already identified when we submit our vote. Our name is attached to our login. So is it to say one and the name, a two and the name, and three and the name?
Okay. Point. Let me ask, is anybody not identified by their name in their?
Yeah, but if you put your own name, then it becomes that creates a document for them. Otherwise, they have to fill it
not
themselves.
And it's not anonymous. As soon as you put your name down, it's not anonymous.
Okay. So, look, can I say something? Jose, Okay. I'm sorry. We did this before. We need to make sure that the LSB members are voting. So, and not other people. That's why we were asking for the name. Now, Jose, if you click on the blue button and you send it to KPFA administrator, only the KPFA administrator will see that. Nobody else will be seeing that. Now we could do something different where we have a code. We did that before where we had a code for people, but that gets a little bit more complicated. So especially with the instant runoff voting, I don't know. We just thought it might be easier if people would put their name up front, their name, so that we can identify for sure who it is. And
when
then
you send a message when you send a message to the administrator, it tells it who it's from. Yeah. So he knows who it's from. You don't really need to put your name in it again.
That was just in case some people didn't. Not everybody has their name. I see you do, James, but not everybody does that. And we weren't sure up front. So that was the only reason we were saying that.
And don't vote yet because aren't we going to each say something?
Yes.
You're point.
We just want to make sure people know how to vote. And I understand that it's a secret vote. It only goes to Jose. So that's why it goes to the KPFA meeting administrator.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Sabrina.
Yeah, I'm just wondering who's nominated again? I mean, can we have a list of that?
Yes.
Sorry.
It's myself, Christina Huggins, uh-huh. Susan DeSilva, uh-huh. and Christine Pepin.
For chair, correct?
Correct. This is for chair.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Go ahead. You want to give a statement, Susan?
Sure, I'll start. But before I start, yeah. I'd like to say about the procedures. I hope that Jose will tell us after the first place votes, everybody's first choice, that he'll tell us what the breakdown is. And then, of course, whoever has the least votes will be going to the second choice.
You're the office of anti-gene.
I'm sorry? I'm just asking
I was just, somebody was unmuted. I'm sorry, okay. Suzanne.
I'm just asking that Jose give us the totals after the first, after the first round, not just at the end. Okay, so I'll make my statement. If I'm chair, I will do my best to have efficient meetings where everyone gets a say. And once everyone gets a say, that we go on to a vote. And that things will move along, that will respect time limits. And I think the timing has been done very well in the meetings so far. Besides the regular agreements, I will cut people off for being repetitive. I will cut people off for war stories. And even though I think in meetings, a lot of war stories and talking is not really appropriate for getting on, I will say now that I am a former chair of the first elected board. I was a two-term chair, and our mandate, we were required to create bylaws. It turns out those bylaws have many, many flaws, But we did it. My point is that there were factions then, just as there are now, and we managed to get a lot done. And we managed to get bylaws written. So I think that I could be an effective chair, and I definitely believe in democracy. And I believe that everyone should have their say. That doesn't mean that you get your say over and over, though. And I hope I'll be fair to everybody. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Christine?
Yes. Thank you, Christina. Just quickly, I'm happy to run as chair as well. And, just like Susan said, is I think, and I can work efficiently with others to try to make this whole process fair and give everybody a chance to express themselves. I've had some experience facilitating and chairing meetings as well. I was the past chair of the Climate Action Team of the South Bay Progressive Alliance here in the South Bay of the Bay Area. And I was also chairing other meetings of groups that I'm involved with. Sorry, I have this in my. I'll be really happy to work with everybody on the board to make, this process as smooth, transparent, and productive as possible. And I also condemn the actions, I'm sorry to say, of Christina, Andrea, and Donald for trying to place Pacifica into receivership. And I don't think these individuals should be able to run again, should not be eligible to run as officers for LSV.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would appreciate your vote. I've been on many different boards and I've chaired many different meetings. When I was younger, I was on the steering committee of Marine People for Peace, which was everything we said from Quakers to communists. So we had a very interesting peace group that we were in. I've been on the chair. I was also the chair of many of the board of my local union I had to chair meetings there for a great many deals. I've been on the board of the Alameda Central Labor Council. I've been on the board of Marin County Labor Council's executive board. I was on the board of the house, which is at San Quentin, that helps families coming to visit their prisoners for many years. I would say that I understand the concerns on everybody. I think there's a lot of misconception about the lawsuit. I've been advised by my attorney. I can't speak of the specifics of the lawsuit, but what I will say is that I believe I was carrying out my fiduciary duty to protect Pacifica, not trying to tear it down. In the actions that I took and Andrea took and Donald and the others, it was not trying to tear it apart. I believe very much in public radio, which is non-corporate supported radio. I think this has great value and our board should be here to support that and support the people that make it happen, the staff, the management, the people that are making things work. And we're the only radio station in the black for the past year, KPFA. And I think that means a lot. And we made our amount of money this year, $300,000 or something, that in a time of COVID, I mean, it's amazing what we're still having relevant programming. So I support KPFA. I support non-corporate supported radio and I'm asking for your vote. So that's my statement.
Thank you, Christina. Point of information?
Sure.
Yeah, I want to let people know that in case you would have trouble voting, going to the chat and then clicking on the everyone or the two and then going to KPFA meeting administrator, I want to offer some alternatives. So I sent an email to the closed LSB with Jose's email address. And Jose, would it work for people to email you if they're not able to vote in the chat?
Yeah, they can do that. Or they can text me if you want to put my number out there.
Oh, okay. So, well, let's go with the email for right now. And then the other option is if someone prefers to vote not anonymously, but publicly, because you prefer that, you can raise your hand and vote verbally. Does anyone have any questions before we go to the voting?
Tom does.
Yeah. Good, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, I click on the chat button and I'm not finding the next administrator category.
You have to pull down.
There's an arrow. There's a little arrow.
So I click chat or I click chat or I click the arrow or both.
You click chat and underneath it at the bottom, if you're on a phone, it'll say everyone or the last person, and there's a little carrot next to it, and you click on that and it'll give you several options. One of them is the host administrator. The first one is probably will say everyone, and then the second one should say host administrator, and you click on that. And if we want to a point of question, if we want to just vote not anonymously, we just do raise our hand and you just call on us. Is that how it's going to work?
Yes.
Okay.
Or people may email Jose.
To what? To tell them they're not going to vote anonymously? Why not
No. They can email their vote to Jose.
Okay. Or text him.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. But if we don't care to remain anonymous, then we can just raise our hand. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question. When we submit our vote, do you want us to submit both first, second, and third choice, or do we start just submitting our first choice and then wait to hear back from Jose if the second round is necessary?
No, please, Marilyn, go ahead and rank your voting now at this time if you would like to. So I'll talk you through it. So if everyone has clicked on KPFA meeting administrator, gone to the chat, let's all do it together. Click on KPFA meeting administrator.
Okay, Carol, I have a question. What if you don't put in a second or third choice, is your vote going to still count or will it be invalidated?
Yes, it still counts.
Okay.
It still counts. You can just put in one choice. And then, or you may put in two choices or you may put in three choices, but make sure that they are, like clear, but who is your first choice?
Okay. All right.
And you can just vote for one person. Thank you.
Okay. So if we want to just vote verbally, we just raise our hand now.
Yeah. And, okay. And if your name is not clearly identified on the screen, or you're calling from a phone and your phone number is identified as a LSB member, then please write your name first and say, like, I would say Carol Wolfley and then voting for, and then I would put my first choice and then my second choice or just my first choice if I prefer that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so let's go ahead and vote.
Tom can still not get administrator to come up.
Tom, would you like to email or would you like to vote out loud?
I'd like to. I click chat and I cannot get administrator to come up. How do I get that to happen? I do not see the carrot.
If you click chat, okay, then you see the white box on the side of the screen, the chat. Like you see all the images of the people and then to the right, it should be on the right probably, there's like a white column.
Wait a minute, let me try. Okay, now
Sharon,
I see.
May I try something?
Well,
Tom,
I just explained something to him.
He's got it. He's got it.
And then once in there, once you see the chat, the white column, there's a blue, like, rectangle. And in there, it has an arrow. And then you have to scroll down to KPFA administrator. It's under KPFA administrator. But go ahead, Darlene, if you have
I was going to say, it's under KPFA meeting administrator. And depending on the size of your screen, it may not all be spelled out. So look for KPFA meet, and that's the right one.
Okay, I now have the administrator. Where do I go from there?
Okay, you write in, Tom, you're just write in who you're voting for.
It says type message here below there.
Oh, I see a list of the candidates. So I just click the candidate. Is that it?
No. You, the drop down box on the right hand side that's blue, it's a drop down menu, Tom. And you find KPFA meeting. Okay. Administrator on the drop down menu.
Okay. I see the meeting. I click that, correct?
Yes, you click that. And then below it says type message here. You'll type. You see that?
No.
Okay, Tom.
When should give Jose's phone number for texting?
Tom, I'm sending you a phone number to text.
Okay.
By email.
And Tom, you can also call me at that number if you prefer. This is Jose.
I am not able to text.
Okay.
Tom, put yourself on mute before you talk to, okay.
Thank you. Go ahead. Thank you, Darlene. Okay, so people can vote now, please.
I'm having a problem here too. I get to that line, KPFA meeting administrator.
Right.
So I press on that, right?
In the drop down menu, you leave that, and then you type your message below it.
Well, below that, it says, let's see, Christina Sharon Adams.
No.
Click, Daniel. Yes. Click on KPFA meeting administrator.
Then you'll have a blank, and then you fill in the information.
It'll say
in the box.
Type message here.
I don't see it. I just see a... something red, it's in red, it says private.
Okay, somebody sent you a private message probably. Okay, actually, if you click on that blue box, okay, if you click on it.
There ain't none.
Okay, well, if you don't see the blue box, then you probably should be texting or calling Jose, because the blue box, if you click on the chat button at the bottom of the screen, okay, at the bottom of all the images,
right there.
If you scroll
right
down and you click on where it says chat, then on the right-hand side, a column that's basically white should come up.
I think I got it.
Okay. All right. And then if you click on the blue rectangle, you can actually just type KPFA, and then KPFA meeting administrator will come up. Then you click on that, and then you can send a direct message.
Okay, I typed in my name. Now, do I press the return key?
No.
Daniel, you type in, first choice is XYZ, second choice, if necessary, XYZ, third choice is XYZ, if necessary. Type in all of that in the message.
Just a real quick point of clarification, Sharon. Not everybody sees the same colors that you're going to see on your screen. So when you say a color to a box, that depends on how you set up your laptop and how you set up your color and background and all those kind of things. So it's not always the same.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that.
Point of information.
Yes.
When this vote is finalized, can we ask the administrator to specify how many total votes were received as to ensure the integrity of the vote?
Yes, I can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you tell us that we actually had a vote that was counted? If you can tell us which of the board members who are present have yet to vote, I just want confirmation that my vote was counted.
Thank you, Philip.
Release the Kraken.
And if you'd like, there's only about 6 people who have not voted or have not recorded their vote. So if I can weed those out, maybe just them can send me their vote.
Please do that.
Great idea.
Okay. So Marilyn, I don't have a vote for. Daniel Borgstrom, I don't have a vote for. Christine Pepin, I don't have a vote for. Chris Corey, I don't have a vote for. Tom Voorhees and Janine Etter.
Okay, you should have my name. I raised my hand so that is somebody going to ask me what my vote is?
Okay, do you have a vote for me, for Daniel?
I just saw it.
You have a vote for me, for Lily Kimura, because I haven't voted.
You wanted to do it out loud, right? You can do it.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
I vote for...
I just want to make, this is Marilyn. I submitted it twice, Jose, so I just submitted my vote again. Want to make sure you got it.
I got it just now.
Thank you.
Yep, same thing with Daniel's vote and Chris. So Lily, okay. Go ahead.
My first choice is Christina, and I do not have any second or third choices.
Perfect. It's been recorded. And Donald Goldmacher, your hand is up. Okay, Tom Voorhees. Okay. And just give me a second to go through the chat and make sure I've got all these votes recorded.
Let me know if you got my vote, okay, Jose? I send it by email and in the chat.
Just did.
Tom has called in his vote.
Thank you, Tom.
I received your vote, Tom.
Jose, did you get my vote? This is Janine.
If you can just resend it again through the chat, that'd be awesome. Janine?
Okay, I sent you a text as well. But okay.
Okay, let me check. Yes, I got it. Okay. Janine.
While we are waiting, I would like to ask that we take nominations for vice chair, and if people want to,
How about we do one of the other officer positions because, well, I don't know if people who didn't get elected to chair may want to run for something else.
Is that the case? Okay. This meeting is scheduled to end at 12:30. I'd like to open it up for nominations for treasurer then. Does anyone have nomination for treasurer?
Madam Chair or Madam Secretary, I have a nomination. I nominate Sharon Adams for treasurer.
Thank you.
Sharon, do you accept?
Yes.
The nomination?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Other nominations for treasurer?
This is James McFadden. I nominate myself for treasurer.
James McFadden. Are there any other nominations for treasurer?
I'd like to nominate Darlene and Chris Corey.
I stand aside on that nomination, Sabrina. Thank you very much.
That was not
Sabrina.
I beg your pardon. I can't see who's highlighted. Thank you, Janine. But I've already declined on that. Thank you.
Okay.
Chris Corey is not eligible because he's on the PNB, unless he wants to resign.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So the nominations are
Shall I do my statement, I guess, and then James?
Yeah, let's check in with Jose. Jose, are you tallying right now?
Yes, it'll take me just a couple minutes.
Okay, we're going to go ahead with treasurer then. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. So I've been treasurer for the last 2 years, and for the last 2 years, KPFA has been the only station within Pacifica to meet the guidelines set out by the National Finance Committee, the NFC, regarding the budget timeline. The NFC sets the budget timeline to process the budgets, and each station is supposed to pass a budget, and then the budget goes to the NFC for review, and then it's supposed to go to the PNB for review. So for the past 2 years, I know you've heard me, I have those of you that have been on the board, I've made sure that KPFA met its budget deadlines. We had our workshops in August. We voted on the budgets in September. We got it to the NFC. And for the past 2 years, KPFA has been the only station to meet those deadlines. So I feel that I have fulfilled the duties as treasurer. I work well with KPFA's business manager to help resolve issues that may arise. Sometimes there's a miscommunication or a lack of communication between the various parts of Pacifica. I've made sure that KPFA follows up and gives information that is required by NETA, our accountants. I've clarified situations where NETA has asked for information from KPFA's business manager, and which KPFA's business manager has already provided to NETA. So there have been situations where that has happened in the past, and I've helped resolve those. I believe it's very important to work with people and try to resolve the differences rather than casting aspersions. Unlike my opponent, who seems to always assume the worst from KPFA management and who just recently was casting aspersions about management without asking for clarification before doing so.
Wow.
That's my reasons to continue to work to support KPFA, and I hope that you will vote for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. And James, did you want to make a statement?
Sure. First, let me just say I have some experience. I've basically built single-handedly multi-million dollar budgets for my work at the lab. So I have experience with budget issues. But mostly I just want to make a few promises. If there are any major unexpected expenditures, like the $80K for a lawsuit retainer, I will promise to immediately inform the LSB. If there are any financial deficiencies, like the non-payment of property taxes for 7 years, I will immediately inform the LSB and keep reminding the LSB and PNB of its status every single meeting. I will work with Maria to assure the proposed budgets are supplied to the LSB at least 2 weeks in advance of a vote, and we'll work to try to get Maria to provide complete spreadsheets so we can see how the numbers are generated. And I will encourage the general manager to show up for meetings so they can answer questions. And I will attend PNB finance meetings and promise that my report backs will deal with the current items most important and not just rehash details and talk about blame about the loan.
Thank you. Jose, do you have the tallies yet?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Would you please let us know what they are?
Yes. So Christina Huggins gets 14 votes. Originally, Susan De Silva got 1, Christina Pepin 9. Susan's second choice was Christina Huggins.
Thank you.
So we stand at 15 for Christina Huggins and 9 for Christine Pepin.
Thank you. So Christina has been elected chair. Congratulations, Christina.
Thank you. And condolences.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So now we'll go ahead with the voting for treasurer. The two people who have been nominated are Sharon and James McFadden. So everybody, let's try again. And please let us know if you need help in some way. But maybe it'll go easier this time. Lily, did you want to vote out loud or did
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
My first choice is Sharon, and I have no second or third choice.
Thank you. Did anyone else want to vote out loud?
Yeah, Tom votes for James McFadden. My single choice.
Jose, did you get those two?
I did.
Thank you. Okay, well now, while we're waiting for the tally, we'll go ahead and, do nominations.
Can we have comments or anything like that for the last, seats that were nominated?
No.
That's why I asked. Thank you.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you, Jeannie.
Okay. We're going to now open the nominations for vice chair.
Oh, I'll nominate myself again. This is Susan.
Madam Chair or Madam Secretary, I nominate Donald Goldmacher for Vice Chair.
I will respectfully decline. Thank you so much, Sabrina.
You're welcome.
This is Carol. I nominate Darlene Pagano.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Darlene. Do you accept the nomination? You there, Darlene?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Any other nominations?
Yeah, I've got my hand raised. And I will nominate myself, Marilyn Langlois, for vice chair.
Okay, any other nominations? Hearing none. Jose, are you complete with, will it mess you up, Jose, if we go ahead and start voting for vice chair?
Yes, it will. I'm still recording the votes, and I'll let you know who I haven't heard from.
Okay, let's go ahead with the presentations. So go ahead. Darlene, would you like to start?
I think I'm beginning my third year on the board, and I feel that I owe a responsibility to step up. And I've studied what the purpose of the vice chair is. In a lot of ways, it is, there are some administrative duties, such as compiling and setting the agenda. That's a little more than administrative, but largely so. And also to act as an interim chair in the case of the chair resigning. I can promise you that if I ever had to take the position of interim chair, we would have an immediate election for filling the chair's seat. I think that being a support, doing behind the scenes work is my best strength, and I am willing to do this as my as, you know, sort of paying my dues for being an LSB member and having even been reelected. So I agree to run with that. That's my thinking. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. Susan? I'm sorry. You go ahead, Carol.
This is Susan. I withdraw my nomination. I'm glad that two people have come forward for this position, and I wish them both luck.
Marilyn?
Yes, thank you. It's been my honor to serve as your vice chair for this past year. I believe there was one meeting last spring when the chair was arrived late and I was able to get the meeting started. I certainly, if reelected, would do everything I can to facilitate meetings when our chair is not available. I have a lot of experience doing that with other organizations. I, as some other candidates have said for other offices, I'm very committed to all voices being heard. I'm very committed to keeping LSB members informed of important things as they come up. And I am very open to working with other officers in giving my input and my assistance on setting up agendas. I have reached out to other officers in the past year, and I would continue doing that and would welcome engagement with the other officers. It hasn't really happened so far, but I am always open to engage with other officers on a continual basis in the interests of smooth runnings of the LSB, and I would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Just sent it back to you with corrections and additions.
Mute.
Thank you, Jose. Do you have the tally for the vote for vice chair yet? Treasurer?
I'm waiting for one more person to vote.
Oh, can you say who that is?
Yeah, it's, I'm waiting for Don Goldmacher's vote for treasurer.
Donald?
Don, can you vote?
Thank you. Yes, my bad. I thought I had sent it. Sent.
All right, just give me a few.
While we're waiting, we'll open nominations for secretary.
I've got the tallies for treasurer. Okay. And that is 15 for Sharon Adams, 9 James McFadden.
Okay, congratulations, Sharon.
Thank you, everyone.
Before we keep going, and I'm multitasking here, can you give me the, for vice chair, it's Susan, Darlene, and Marilyn, correct?
Susan has dropped out. It's just Darlene and Marilyn.
It's just Darlene and Marilyn.
Correct.
Okay, one second. Yeah, it's taken me a bit to go back now and check all these votes for vice chair, so please bear with me.
Sure.
Okay, so are people voting already for vice chair? Are you ready for the votes for vice chair?
People have been submitting them. I've yet to record them.
Oh, okay. I have
Thank you, Jose. While he's counting them, do we want nominations for secretary?
Can I vote publicly again?
Yes.
My first choice is Darlene, and I have no second or third choices.
Did you get that, Jose?
I did.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom votes for Marilyn, no second choice.
Tom for Marilyn. Thank you.
Thank you. So if no one else wants to vote by voice, can we have nominations for Secretary Carroll?
Yes.
But please.
Madam Chair, Madam Secretary, this is Sabrina. I nominate Carol Wolfley for Secretary. Thank you.
I'll second that.
If I can interrupt though, please, yes, do the nominations, but don't start sending in your votes just yet.
Yeah, please wait to vote until he finishes the other tally. So, are there any other nominations for secretary? Are there any other nominations?
I nominate Daniel Borgstrom for secretary.
Do you accept the nomination, Daniel? Daniel? Daniel, you'd have to unmute yourself for a minute. Do you accept the nomination for secretary, Daniel? Hello, Daniel. Are you there?
Maybe he's not here. His screen
is he on the call?
He's on the call, but his screen is black, so maybe he's not here right now. I don't know.
I am here.
Oh, okay.
Do you hear me now?
Now we hear you.
Excuse me. I thought I was being heard. Okay, I accept the nomination, and I would also, is it cool if I nominate another person at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, I nominate Janine Etter.
Thank you. Do you accept the nomination, Janine?
I think I'm going to respectfully decline. I would like to nominate Christine Pepin. And Frank Sterling.
Christine, do you accept the nomination? Christine? Christine Pepin, do you accept the nomination? Sharon, is Christine still on the Zoom?
I think she had to sign off already. I don't see her.
Okay, yeah, I'm not seeing her either, but I'm not sure. I know a way to check. Let me check. Hold on.
Okay. While you're checking, Frank Sterling, do you accept the nomination?
Yeah, she's off. She's not here.
Okay, she would have to be on still here to accept the nomination. So that would leave Daniel Borgstrom. Of course, Carol and Frank Sterling, are you there? Do you accept the nomination?
I'm sorry, but I'm going to pass on that. Thank you, though.
Okay. So are there any other nominations? Okay, so we have Carol Wolfley and Daniel Borgstrom for secretary. And we have to wait to vote until we get...
Would you like us to make statements?
Yes, please.
Daniel, you want to go ahead?
Sure. Okay. I have some experience, in writing. And I think a lot of you have seen my articles. I've been writing articles about KPFA for the last 15 years or so. And I am quite familiar, so I've been attending a lot of board meetings going back from 2005. So I am quite familiar with the workings of the LSB and Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol?
Thank you. I help organize our Zoom calls and prepare and send out agendas and help arrange for audio postings of the meetings. I help the board stay in alignment with CPB regulations and the Pacifica bylaws, and to administer the KPFA open and closed email groups. I'm a liaison to the local station, from the local station board to KPFA's management team, the community advisory board, the national election supervisor, outreach volunteers, KPFA author events, and many community organizations. I also work to help correct misinformation about KPFA. For example, even today here, KPFA management has been consistently blamed for the mess resulting from Pacifica's name changes, when they failed to register the original name in a timely way, which resulted in loss of KPFA's property tax exemption. KPFA management, as well as Sharon and myself, asked numerous times for Pacifica to resolve this issue without success. PNB directors who were aware of the problem failed to correct it when the property on the corner was sold, or when Pacifica took out the loan for WBAI. Our building was scheduled to be auctioned, and KPFA management was able to stop that, but Pacifica has still, after paying thousands of dollars in legal fees, has not resolved the issue of their articles of incorporation involving the name changes. Another area of misinformation is that KPFA is pro-corporate. KPFA has the only full news department in the network and has an established internship program to support independent news. And all those people in public comments are welcome to submit information to the news. KPFA also is strongly opposed to infomercials, shopping network premiums for health and beauty products, underwriting business announcement spots on the air, unlike the direction of the majority on the national board. So I think it's important for officers to be aware of the dynamics of what's happening in the network and at KPFA. And I hope you will support me as your secretary.
Thank you, Carol. And I will ask if Jose has the count yet.
I do. I am waiting for Darlene's. Darlene's vote.
Okay.
For vice chair?
Correct.
I am embarrassed to realize I didn't vote. So here it comes, Jose.
Okay.
When I was in elementary school, the people who were being voted on, you were never allowed to participate in the vote. And somehow that's came up today.
Carried over. Okay.
All right. So the total stands at Darlene 14 and Marilyn 10.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Darlene. Thank you, Marilyn. So I guess we're going to go ahead with a vote now for the secretary, either Carol Wolfley or Daniel Borgstrom.
Point of information from Tom.
Yes.
Yeah, I just received a email from Christine Pepin, says that she wants to be considered in the vote.
The vote is closed. Come on.
It's closed.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah.
The vote's already been conducted, but thank you, Tom.
It wouldn't change it anyway.
No, this is for the pending vote.
No, she was not nominated for secretary.
Oh, she can vote.
She was nominated for secretary by Janine.
I nominated her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, nominations are closed. We've already had the speeches and everything.
She did not accept when I said, well, there's a process that has to be used. She wasn't here.
She actually did accept. I spoke to her on the phone, but it has been suggested that we should keep things simple and just have one nominee.
Actually, this is only, there's a process that has to be followed, and we go in a chronological order of do you accept and then you vote. So we really can't go back in the way back machine. So we're voting now for Carol Wolfley or Daniel Borgstrom for secretary, please.
Okay, I am voting. My first choice is Carol, and I have no other second choices.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got it.
Does anyone else want to vote out loud?
Sure, I will. This is Mantra, and I'm going to vote for Daniel with no second choice. Thanks.
And Tom also votes for Daniel.
Can we clarify, please? Christine will be able to vote on this. Because that's how I heard the request that she wanted to vote. I may be wrong, but even if it's through another, proxy, will she be allowed to vote?
It's my understanding that she would need to vote either by the chat or to phone in, but she needs to vote directly to the meeting administrator.
Or out loud.
Yeah, or out loud. I have sent an email with information about how to vote.
Nobody's saying anything.
I think we're just waiting for tabulation, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, votes are still coming in.
Somebody tell some jokes.
What does a snail say when he's riding on top of a turtle?
What does he say?
Bee!
I know that
nice one.
Why didn't the cannibal eat the clown? Because he tasted funny.
Oh,
oh my God.
These are my safe jokes that I can say in front of my nephews and nieces.
Exactly. You have to have them.
Very limited. Very limited inventory. I'm very.
G-rated jokes.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Yes. Yes.
More jokes. More jokes.
What did the Buddha say to the hot dog vendor? Make me one with everything.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I get it.
Janine.
She didn't get it.
And when he asked for change, they said change must come from within.
Or the light bulb one. How many psychiatrists does it take for a light bulb to become changed? We all know that one. The light bulb really has to want to change.
Yeah. So the only two votes I'm waiting for are for Christine Pepin and Chris Corey.
Chris Corey? I think he's voting now. Did someone contact Christine Pepin's, let her know that she can phone in her vote or text it?
I emailed her and
thank you.
Waiting to hear back.
Thanks.
I do have to say that I spoke to her on, when I spoke to her on the phone, she was frantic and desperately looking to get on a plane and said she couldn't get on the internet anymore. So I think
she could call. She can call.
That would be great. She could call. I'll ask her if she'll do that. Thanks.
Okay.
Point of information, if the two votes came in the same, would it change the outcome?
I don't, but that would be Jose who would be able to tell us that.
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
If those two votes came in and they were both for the same candidate, would it change the outcome at this point?
Give me 1 second to...
Because if not, we should just move on.
Copy.
So how much longer are we, so we've extended the meeting. I'm just wondering how much longer because of Frank's motion.
I'm asking
the chair, like how much longer are we going to extend the meeting because
we'll ask the body actually, cause we are already half an hour over.
Right.
And we could extend it if the body wants to extend it, but we can't extend it more than half an hour cause that would be the maximum for what we've already reserved.
So I'm waiting for Christine Pepin's vote, but that wouldn't change the outcome.
Thank you.
So I've got the tallies if you want to move forward with that.
Sure.
Okay. So I've got 15 for Carol and 8 for Daniel.
Okay. Thank you. Congratulations, Carol. Now we'll move on to see if since we're half an hour over, if people want to make a motion to extend I will entertain a motion if people want to extend the time for 1/2 hour.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'd like to, but see, we didn't make a motion when we just went over.
I'm saying that we have a cap of another 1/2 hour to extend. So on the Zoom that we had reserved, we knew it would probably go over some, but we have like in 1/2 hour. And so,
okay.
That's why I'm saying I'll entertain a motion. We have two motions on the floor.
Yes, I would like to make a motion that we extend it.
Okay. Do I have a second?
What about?
I'll second it.
Okay. And then there's another motion on the floor, by Tim that just made.
I would like to second the motion to adjourn.
Yeah. Yes. Point of order. Motion to adjourn is always in order.